This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today I'm heading to Hornby Island, often called the Hawaii of BC. With its warm, clear waters and sandy beaches, the nickname makes sense. But I want to find out if it truly lives up to the hype. Getting here isn't simple. It takes 3 ferries, planning, patience, but the promise of a little slice of paradise is enough to pull me in. As I set off on the journey, I'm curious, will Hornby Island feel like a tropical escape, or does it have its own unique magic that sets it apart? Let's hop on the ferries together and find out. Welcome to the Winging It Travel Podcast, your weekly ticket to the world, dropping every Monday and hosted by me, James Hammond, proudly part of the Voyascape Network. This is a travel podcast that throws out the itinerary and dives straight into the raw, real, and unpredictable essence of global exploration, chasing moments over milestones, those spontaneous encounters, immersive sounds, and unforgettable stories. Whether I'm hiking up volcanoes in Guatemala, or camping under the stars in British Columbia. I've met incredible people, seen breathtaking places, and collected unforgettable stories. I now get to share them with you alongside some of the most diverse and well-traveled guests from around the world. Expect engaging conversations that bring fresh perspectives and inspiring travel tales. There are also raw, reflective solo episodes where I share personal insights, practical tips, and honest stories from the road. This is a podcast for travelers, dreamers, backpackers, and anyone who's ever thought, what if I just went for it and traveled? If you're looking for stories to tell, tips to share, and experiences to inspire, then you're in the right place. There's so much travel content coming your way, it might just spark that trip you've been dreaming about for years. You can find Winging It and more fantastic travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com. The link is in the show notes. Let's go and explore the world. I had a super early start at 6 a.m. this morning, and I'm now on the ferry to Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. I love walking to the top and admiring the views of the sea around Vancouver. It always seems so calm. The air brushes past my face and I feel alive. A sense of adventure combined with the beauty of nature is a stunning feeling. Will Hornby Island be as idyllic as I've seen on social media? Is the water really that warm and clear? I can't wait to find out. After an hour and a half, I'm back in the car on my way up to Buckley Bay, which is an hour drive north on Vancouver Island. I cannot book the first ferry to Denman Island, so I'm aiming for the ferry at 9 a.m. A quick pit stop for me at Courtyard Coffee to get my caffeine fixed before the ferries, a lovely little spot in Quadicum Beach. I arrived at Buckley Bay 10 minutes before the sailing, paid for my ticket, and parked the car. I want to walk out to the bay to get my first views. My word, the water is so still. It doesn't move. The stillness makes me feel at ease, and in equal measure, euphoric. Is this what Hornby Island will be like? Time to get on the ferry to Denman Island to get closer to finding out. The cost for one person and a car is $53 return, and I paid once, so when I return, I can drive onto the ferries without any more admin. I like that. This is a dreamy ferry crossing. The ferry is small and appears to be able to accommodate around 40 cars, judging by its size. But I'm standing by the side, on the edge, watching us glide through the water. I don't think I've seen water this still and dreamy since the Cook Islands. Well, I might be exaggerating a little bit there, but it's given me the same feelings. Welcome to Denman Island. We're on the ferry. This is a beautiful ferry crossing. It takes about 10 minutes and the water is so calm. Oh, it's an absolute dream. This is my favourite area of the island. But look at this. Absolutely stunning.
The reflection of the sun on the water has got me in a reflective mood. How incredible is nature? Just thousands or millions of years ago, this archipelago of islands was formed and now we get to experience it in all its glory. The sounds of nature being close to the sea and a clear day with the sun shining and a gentle breeze is why I travel. I love this feeling. Nothing beats this rush. I'm excited to visit Hornby. I love the colours of this ferry crossing. Blue water, blue sky, greenery on both islands, and of course the ferry making its way through the middle. That concoction is a dreamy transportation to an island. What a start. I've arrived on the island of Denman and now I need to drive across it to catch the next ferry. There was a 30-minute gap between arriving on Denman Island and the departing ferry for the next part of the journey. So I parked on the road leading to the ferry and just followed the guy in front. I decided not to get out of the car on the ferry this time, as it's only 10 minutes across, and the anticipation is huge for me right now. How big is this island? Are there many roads? What's the campsite going to be like? Will the beaches live up to my expectations? So many questions, but so much excitement, and a full packed weekend to check it out. We are just arriving now. I'm staying at Tribune Bay Campground and I parked up on my campsite spot. This place is enormous, with over 150 campsites. I'm walking distance from the beach and from the hub. I'm excited about that. Time to get set up and get my campsite ready for when I return later. I just love the campsite sounds. You always have a bit of wind, people cooking on their barbecues, fires lit in the evening, kids playing in the distance, dogs barking. I feel at home on a campsite, especially in my cozy little camper van. This is one of my favourite ways of travelling around the world. Taking a walk to grab coffee and lunch at the hub, where Hornby Island gathers to get supplies, food, and shopping. This place is so colourful, with painted buildings, quirky clothes hanging outside of the stores, happening independent shops showcasing their produce. I'm grabbing a breakfast burrito and coffee at Verizo Cafe, which serves Mexican-inspired dishes. However, be warned, this place is cash only. Luckily, I have some, but I do believe you can withdraw cash at the co-op across the road. This burrito tastes so good, and I love sitting here watching the world go by as all the island come to the hub to congregate and get their shopping. I see an estate agent, clothes stores, an ice cream parlour, a co-op, independent shops and a restaurant. The vibe is hippie with a younger crowd. Happy, laid back and a classic island feel. To finish my coffee, I'm sitting down in the central hub and I already love this place. People seem at ease, happy, content with not a care in the world. You feel very far from anywhere here and it may be a slice of paradise they've accepted and settled on. Who knows? But I love it. Now for the main attraction, Tribune Bay. There's a little path to walk down from the hub to the beach and it says a 7-minute walk, so let's go. I have my swimming shorts, sunscreen, hat and a chair ready. I can't wait to get stuck in. I see the peak of the bay. It's crescent shaped and extends indefinitely. It's huge. I'm at the little walkway to the main beach and my word, what is this place?
Ready for an adventure that's raw, real, and totally unforgettable? Then join me, James Hammond, on my first ever guided tour of El Salvador from November 19th to 29th in 2026. We'll hike volcanoes, wander around colonial towns, learn to cook pupusas, and chill at black sand beaches. Spots are limited to 12 travellers with a minimum of 6 to book, and there's an early bird pricing of $3,995. So grab your backpack and book your spot. The link is in the description to book right now. Let's explore El Salvador together. See you there.
Tribune Bay. The beach is massive. So I walk along the soft white sand, aiming for a spot in the distance to place myself. And to the right of me is the sea. Holy cow, I need to get in it. I dump my stuff on my chair, take my top off, apply the sunscreen, and skip to the water. Is it warm? Is it clear? You bet it is. Wowzers. It's true. It's mild to warm and so, so clear. I can see the bottom and it's so shallow. I'm going to keep on walking. I want to get as far as I can. I reached a point where the water got to my neck and I turned around. The scene in front of me is one of pure paradise. A half moon shape of white sand, clear water, no waves, stillness, not many people, raised banks on either side of the bay, greenery and dreamy cabins in the distance. Dreamy. The water is a tad refreshing, so I'm going back to walk to the shallower parts, where I tend to laze around and not move from this bath. I keep saying it, but this is dreamy. I haven't done this since the Cook Islands. I want to stay here all afternoon, and let me tell you people, this water is like a warm bath.
River.
Everything
River.
I've read, watched and listened to about Hornby Island is absolutely spot on. This is paradise, and I can see why they compare it to Hawaii, but this is better. Who knew that Canada had this type of beach, clear water, an island, and just this place in general? Wow.
Did you get that magic?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't want to move. It's so cozy. It's so nice. I've got to be wary of the sun. I don't want to get sunburnt. But I want to lay in here all afternoon. It's time to get out and reflect on what we're seeing. The green trees at either side of the bay, to the left of me are the cabins. The beach is so soft, it squeaks when we walk. Oh my word, why have I not been here before? I already know at this point that this is going to be a favourite place in BC and possibly Canada. The tide is starting to go out, so we sit down, have some lunch, and just look at this amazing view. It's absolutely marvellous. What a find. Morning. What an evening last night. We got back, not too late, but straight to bed. It's been a long day. Now it's an early start for breakfast and coffee before heading to Mount Jeffrey. Mount Jeffrey Escarpment is a provincial park on Hornby Island, and it has the tallest point on the island, and has walking trails and stunning views of Demmin and Vancouver Island. The first part of the trail reminds me of the Sagana bamboo forest in Japan, those thin, tall trees that grow next to each other like a little family. It's a great start, not too bad. The trail is moderate, some steep parts, but not too many, which is perfect for me. After 45 minutes, we're at the end of the trail and there's a small park bench. So I sat there for a snack with my ready-made coffee, taking in the views. What a view. This is what I live for. Elevated views of the nature surrounding us. This was a decent hike and I've worked for this moment. We're quite high up and the view keeps on going in the distance of Vancouver Island. As far as the eye can see, mountains, islands, the sea, the perfect combination. I really am getting to experience all the different sides of this magical island. I've just arrived at Fossil Beach Farm, which is a farm on Hornby Island that features cattle, glamping pods, a barbecue, a cidery, and an open space for music. In the summer, they have music every weekend. And we're here for one of the last ones of the summer. And this place is big. There's a spot I want on the edge of the grass near the music. I plop myself there and go to the cidery to order food and drink. A hot dog and a beer for me, which will take 45 minutes as it's so busy, but that's enough time to settle in and take in my surroundings. This is a classic Canadian activity: drinking, eating, being outside, listening to music, and people having a great time. I love the vibe. There are all sorts here: families, youngsters, professionals, and older people. I love the community. How much is it to glamp here, I wonder? The music is incredible. That classic laid-back, folky pop country music that Canadians love. Behind us lies a gap in the trees, offering a view of Denman Island, and the sunset looks incredible. The sun is so orange, and the reflections ripple over the water. What a perfect way to end the day. Is this the perfect day on Hornby Island? Ferries, coffee, breakfast, white sandy beaches, clear turquoise water lazing, a farm outdoor gig, and now a sunset? What a day. I don't think I had much better than this one. This is right up there. It would be a crime not to finish my trip on Hornby Island without another beach visit. The last place to see on this weekend in Hornby is Whaling Station Bay. I emerge from the shaded path from the parking lot, and suddenly the world unfolds into light and water. Whaling Bay stretches really wide, and it's really quiet, like a hidden sanctuary carved by time. The sand is soft, traces of salt and stone, and driftwood lies like sculptures scattered along the shore. It feels both intimate and infinite, as if I've stepped not just onto a beach, but into a moment suspended outside of time. Much, much quieter than Tribune Bay. More humble, more local, and I love it. Barely anyone in sight. Why is no one here? This is a dream of a place. I can't quite believe how big this place is. There's a stillness here that almost catches me off guard, the kind where the only sounds are the soft lapping of waves and the occasional call of a seabird or a dog. Is this actually my favourite place? My instinct tells me it is, and I feel conflicted in saying it. It's rugged, raw, and breathtaking in a way that photographs or videos could never really capture. I grab my deck chair, sit in the middle of the beach, and just sit there, pondering, wondering, and making a promise to myself that I have to return to this island. I have to. I need it in my life. To the left and right of me are these expensive looking cabins. They're just set back on the beach. Imagine owning one of those. All they see is yet again another half moon type bay. The sea in the distance, it looks so calm. The beach is huge, so much space. What a find. Let's be clear. This is definitely my favourite place in BC and possibly Canada. I've travelled across Canada on my 8-week road trip and seen many places, and not many rivals this place. The journey to get here is long, but this is what makes it special. A special place with a unique, authentic vibe of peace, tranquility, and a paradise-like feeling. You have to visit. I will visit again in the future, and I'm already counting down the days. Hornby Island, thank you so much for the most amazing experience. You've blown my mind, and it's been absolutely breathtaking seeing you for the first time. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. If this has given you some imagination of what Hornby Island is like, I'd love to hear what that vision is in your mind. Because honestly, the way I describe it does it no justice. You have to go and see it for yourself. And hopefully, with this episode, you'll add it to your list. Places to see in Canada and BC. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast episode today. If you've been inspired by today's chat and want to book some travel, if you head to the show notes, you'll see some affiliate links below which help support this podcast. You'll find Skyscanner to book your flight. You'll find booking.com to book that accommodation. Want to stay in a super cool hostel? You'll see Hostelworld down there too. You'll find Revolut to get your travel card sorted. Click the GigSky link to get your eSIM ready for your trip. And more importantly, you'll find Safety Wing Insurance to get that travel insurance for your trip. There are many more to check out, so when you click that link and book your product, a small commission goes towards me and the Wiggin' It Travel podcast. Thank you in advance and enjoy your travels.
Want travel inspiration fast?
Travel in 10 delivers expert tips and must-visit spots, hosted by David Brody and Tim Johnson. They've explored over 145 countries. Find it at voyescape.com.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.